Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's go to New York to start. Hello, Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the air. Hello.
Hey, Mike. Terry from Rochester, New York. How are you, man?
All right, I got a question for you because I was hanging out with somebody from Rochester the other day, and he was an older guy, and we had a discussion over Rochester and Rochester.
Ooh.
So
oh.
I remember when we were on back in the day when we first got on in Rochester, I said Rochester, and then someone called me to correct me to say it was Rochester. Then this guy, who was from Rochester, said to me, oh, Rochester? You mean Rochester? And I felt like an idiot. So,
oh, and that's not even the way I say it.
How do you say it?
I say, oh, Rochester.
Okay, thanks, Rob. but the thing is, Rob referencing a movie back in 19...
A radio show. 1930s radio show.
Thanks. So what is it? Which is the proper way to pronounce it? Sorry to go on that diatribe right off the bat.
No problem. I mean, I say Rochester, but my wife is a Rochester native, and I am not. I'm actually from about an hour east of Syracuse.
Okay.
I went to Rochester for college and then stayed out there. She has the Rochester nasally accent where she says Rochester.
Rochester.
That's how most of the natives speak, with a real nasally accent. Yep.
All right, well, you know what? You successfully didn't answer my question, but that's okay. Let's move on and get to the reason you called, sir. First of all, what's your name?
Yeah, my name's Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Now, is that Gary or Gary?
Okay, stop.
What
did he do? He take his meds this morning? Did he take his meds?
Just having some fun, folks.
All right. Go ahead, Gary. What can we do for you?
Yeah, it's actually Kerry, like Rob's wife's name, but spelled K-E-R-R-Y.
Oh,
it's a great connection.
Okay, Kerry, go ahead. What can we do for you?
So I wanted to let you know, I was in Maine about 3 weeks ago for work, and I was sitting in a Dunkin' Donuts doing some work on my laptop, and I was just outside of Portland, and a gentleman walked in who I can only describe as the visual that I always had whenever you did Dick Tweezy. he meandered up to the counter and pulled a huge wallet out of his back pocket with his flannel shirt hanging down over top of it. And he had shoulder-length gray hair. He gets to the barista and says, well, I'd like to get myself a black coffee, goddammit. And I'm like, holy shit. Is this literally Dick Queasy? So I took a picture, and I texted it to my buddy Nate, who's also a huge TMOS fan.
Okay.
And it was a great day for us, and so I just had to call and let you know that your impression is spot on, and I think I actually spotted Dick Queasy just outside of Portland.
That's great.
Nice. Great starting call on Wide Open Wednesday. Yeah, Terry, Carrie, Gary, thank you very much. We appreciate
the call. Do you remember when we were on the RV and we stopped for breakfast in Joliet? And I believe it was you and me in a might have been a Dunkin' Donuts, and the guy in front of us, like a character written for Second City, said, "I'll have one large black coffee."
Large black coffee, please.
One coffee, black.
When are you coming back? When are you coming back?
That's what they're all starting to say down here.
You're leaving tomorrow? When will you be back?
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Is this Alan Craig or Craig Allen?
Well, thanks for saying both names. It's Craig Allen.
Craig Allen. Hi, everybody. The Craig Allen get-together for a Wednesday. It's Craig Allen calling. How are you, Craig?
Hi, buddies. Hey, I listen to you guys whenever I can on the Ustream. And I wanted to give you compliments on your new app.
Oh, good. Yeah,
cool.
The app has
I'm
been
really
long
enjoying
and coming.
It.
We love it. We love it. We really do.
Yeah, it's great. And anyway, so, and I just joined up as a, what you call it?
A subscriber bonus show?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Oh,
God bless you. Thank you for the
Thank
call.
You, sir.
We appreciate that.
Mm.
We have TMOS listener royalty on the line. Let's see. Oh, he just hung up. Mm. Chuck!
You know, how much patience do you have,
Moody?
Chuck?
Was it Moody?
Yeah, it was Moody.
Oh, that rat bastard.
Oh, man, he's got no patience at all. He's like a gnat.
He's like Chad Ram.
Is that a Moody? I'm not going to win.
I'm a gadfly. I've got things to do. Besides, I'm a little hungover.
I'm going to throw a tater tot at my friend Oscar.
Mike O'Mara's show, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Good morning, boys. Sam on the Outer Banks.
Hi, Sam.
Sam.
How are you?
Mike, have you formulated or are you still formulating your plan for how you're going to attack Sunday at Augusta?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you something. I could be, you know, if I've got the lead, which I fully expect to have, I'm going to, I'm not going to be shooting for the pins. You know, I'm going to be doing a standard golf strategy, which is aimed for the middle of the green. Because you know what? If I can get out the back nine and I can get out just even
up,
or maybe a little bit better, even par, I think I can hold the lead and I can put on the green
a
jacket.
Showboat,
why are you shaking your head? How much caffeine did you have this morning?
None,
I'm doing
none.
That whole shtick and Rob's going like this the whole time.
I'm laughing at it.
Yes.
I'm laughing at it.
All right, what did you want to say, though? I know you wanted to say something.
A showboat never wins. A showboat never wins.
Okay.
At Augusta. You got to play conservative. Close to the vest, Mike.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Let's take another call here. Johns Hopkins University, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. My name's Glenn. I've been traveling for the last 5 weeks in Burma, where I tried to reach you guys from there.
Oh, that's right.
You didn't contract any of those parasitic diseases in the jungles of Burma, did you?
Actually, I did, but
no.
Well, because I see Johns Hopkins, and I remember that hospital, that great little hospital in Baltimore, Maryland.
Are you a researcher there, sir?
Actually, I work in reproductive health, working around the world.
Bet you do.
But,
that's wonderful. That's terrific.
But it was great. I just finished a 5-week trip in Burma, Cambodia, and Thailand, and I'm pretty much in the same area as Oscar's father.
Oh, nice!
Wonderful.
Yes, well, you're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yes. But I just wanted to let you know how great it is to take your show with me and be able to hear it. And it's like, you know, 1 hour of being home.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Awesome. So next time you're on the road, please feel free to call in anytime. Doesn't have to be on Wednesday so we can follow your travels.
Check in.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the radio.
Yeah, Randy again from episode 590. You know, I love the show. I listen all the time.
Hold on. Are you in an oversized bathroom right now? What's going on? Hello?
How's this?
That's much, much better. It was quite an echo you had.
Yeah.
Were you in the toilet?
No.
Randy.
No, that's a rule.
Okay, Randy, what can we do for you?
I love the show. I listen all the time. I know you guys have lives, but I really, when I listen to the show and you're not both there, I kind of don't want to listen.
Well, you know, when you say both, you're talking about a show that features three people. So when you say
Rob and Mike,
I'm confused.
Yeah. When it's just me, he's saying.
Oh, the Oscar show.
No, I mean Oscar and Mike. Who else is there? I know the interns change up.
Yeah.
But like Oscar was out the other day, but I still listened.
Hey, Randy, is it tough to find time to dial when you're so busy masturbating?
Oh, stop it, Rob.
Don't be mean to the man.
Rob, don't
Why he started it?
He's got great taste.
He's Randy from episode 597. He's everybody's favorite anal boil.
Wow. Oh, Randy, do you have any counterpoint from Mr. Spiewak? Seems to be upset at the call.
No, he wins again.
Hey, Chuck.
Always.
Did Chuck hang up again?
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Is this Barb? Or I see C. Moody.
Yes, it is Barb Moody.
Oh, but hi, Barb. It's funny. She comes up as C.
Hey.
Oh, Rob.
Oh, hey. Wait a minute.
Rob. Still mad.
Rob.
He's projecting on you.
Oh, Barb. No.
He's projecting.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, I'm trying
to
deal with
it. Can I ask you a question? I don't get a chance to talk to you on the show very often. Can I ask you a question? So
yes.
What baseball team have you chosen to attach your wagon to this week?
No, it's always the Nationals now.
Okay. All right. I know you do like the New England thing with the Patriots. And
well,
I thought it was the Patriots.
I used to be a big Red Sox fan. I've kind of, because I go to all
I
the
thought
a lot
you were
of games,
a Broncos fan.
I also like the Broncos.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody get aboard the Barb wagon.
I like
hold
sports.
On a second, Barb.
Like
we have referenced Barb and Chuck Moody multiple
All
times.
Stars.
The best.
On the show. When I mentioned TMOS listener royalty, they have been supporting us for an extremely long time. And it is an honor to speak with you on a Wide Open Wednesday.
How's Rowan doing?
Yeah.
How is your daughter?
She's doing well. She's coming home for a few days next month. She's doing well.
Would she like to sacrifice a day with Pony?
Yeah. Maybe she can shadow a radio star.
By the way, new thing for the phone since it's an e-box. Barb, thank you. Thank you for the call. God bless you. Have a wonderful
day. Thanks for your rail, guys.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
We love you. Let me just say this.
Wait, did you hear the all right?
All right.
I did my part.
Here's the thing.
Mimosa.
We need, because the callers are coming in, they're not, but it rings and rings and rings and rings. And if they're not being put on hold by somebody in another room, they're not going to.
Mike,
I think we need to.
This week is the week we get Pony outside the studio.
Radio star in the lobby.
In the
Wonderful idea. That's it. In the lobby. Wide Open Wednesday, Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Well, not you, Pony.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, who are you?
Calling from my UPS truck in Owings Mills. How are you guys?
Hi,
nice.
Justin.
Hey.
Good to hear from you. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just wanted to say I love you guys. Bonus show subscriber. I've listened to you every day for the past, I don't know,
God
bunch
bless
of
you.
Years.
God bless you.
But I was calling because the other day you guys found a Rob Doppelganger on the show This Is Us.
Yes.
Toby.
Toby.
Toby, yeah. I think
Eric Sullivan, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm. It's Chris Sullivan.
Sullivan, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I found another one. I think the only person on the show that would know the reference would be Pony Boy, because I think nobody else watches the show Legion.
Legion.
Yes. Yeah, Legion Patton loves that show,
too. Oh, I know who you're
talking
about.
That's the, what is it?
Go ahead. I don't think he has a name on the show, but he's the monster in Legion's head.
The yellow-eyed demon.
And who does he look like, Rob Pony or me or Oscar? Oh,
it's a stretch, Rob. And it's really mean.
Hey, caller, what's your name?
It's Rob, so it's another
it's
person.
Rob, it's Rob.
Yeah, it's a Rob doppelganger. Caller, what's your name? And you're from Owings Mills.
He's always smiling.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
It's Justin. He said Justin already. Yeah. We got his name. Come on, pay attention. Hey, wake up and pay attention. Come on.
I can't help it if some of your shtick has rubbed off on me. I've been listening for years.
You know, Justin, if you'd like to see a doppelganger of yourself,
Rob, why are you
just look down before you flush?
Hey. Oh my God!
Oh God, that was so rude.
Oh my!
Is that because
goodness.
I'm black?
Oh no!
No, it's because you're an asshole.
Stop it, Rob! Come on, you can do better than that. Come on now.
I thought it was pretty good.
That was really
mean. Hello, I know you did. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Long time, first time.
Hey, bud.
Oh, I hate that, but that's okay. We'll allow it just because we're trying to reestablish Wide Open Wednesday.
He just left. That jerk. You can't call it, say that, and leave.
Next time he'll be long time, second time.
First time. Well, that went well. I thought that was absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
That was.
I feel like I need a shower.
That was. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show from Washington, D.C. This is Wide Open Wednesday. I didn't even get a chance to give our phone number yet. It's 888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. And let's go back to the phones right now and see if we can get another call for Rob. Hello, California. Is this. No, I'm trying to figure these things out. This is very.
No, you're fine, Mike.
No, this seems to be a Maryland. Is this Maryland?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Charlie Burney.
Hi.
Oh, I know Charlie Burney.
Charlie Burney, two first names. How are you?
That's what you always say, Mike. How are you? Hey, I just wanted to call and say I love the new app.
Oh
that's cool.
Very
that's
nice
great,
you, Charlie.
That's awesome.
I appreciate
now, does
that.
Anybody ever call you Chuck, or is it always Charlie?
They call me Choo-Choo, Chuck, Chaz, Charlie, whatever Choo-choo. You want.
I'm calling you Choo-Choo.
Always.
Choo-Choo Burney.
I like Choo-Choo.
I like Choo-Choo Burney. What do you do for a living, Choo-Choo?
I make podcasts.
He does.
Well,
he,
tell me,
So Charlie and I met, I would say, about a year ago now, and he's not just a big supporter of TMOS. He loves listening and creating podcasts.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
and wonderful. What's great is one of the first messages I
Isn't
received.
That what he said the last time he was on?
No.
I'm just giving him the same crap he gave me. That's all.
He always says that.
He was one of the first people to write about the app and say, I can listen and call in from one place. It's great. And
that's great.
Absolutely true, and I appreciate that, Charlie. You're a big supporter and a good friend. Thank you.
Anything else you want to plug for us, Choo-Choo?
Thanks, Mike. No, I just wanted to give you props on the new app. I really like it.
I love it, too. And, you know, and it's my show that's on it. And I'll tell you, it's so much fun to listen to now. I was listening a lot yesterday. We'll be having an audio meeting after the show. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, my God.
Gee, how about an EQ?
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning. This is Death.
Death?
Death, yeah. I was just calling to check on Rob and how healthy he is at the moment.
What is going on?
You know what? Actually, I would most days I would not like this call, but today, can we meet after the show?
Sure.
Thank you, Death. We appreciate that.
Old friend.
Hello. Let's go to James. James, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello.
Hi, James. What can we do for you?
Oh, nothing. Just wanted to call up and be on the show.
There you are. You succeeded. I think this is Pennsylvania. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
No.
There he is.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's John from Pennsylvania.
Hi, John. Whereabouts in PA are you calling from?
The Northeast Pennsylvania.
Oh, you guys
the Northeast Pennsylvania. That's a lovely town.
You been there?
What can we do for you?
I had a question with regard to you and Rob's favorite show now, Feud.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why is Crawford's Lady Friday referred to Mamacita if she's not Spanish?
Ooh.
That is as brilliant a question on that show as I have heard. I love that call. I hang up and listen. I will try to get an answer for you. Rob, I'm confused, too.
Me, now, too, and it is a thought that has crossed my mind.
In Mommy Dearest, she was an American
maid
that was a Joan Crawford's, like, assistant.
Personal assistant. But this is long enough later that she may have a new person in her employ.
She seems to be Eastern European or somebody, like, that's Russian, but she calls her Mamacita, and there's nothing Hispanic about her at all.
Yeah, so and there's seven more episodes, I believe. I think it is a limited run of 10 episodes, so I hope they address why she's there. Also, I'd like to have more background on the twins that we never got info on in Mommy Dearest.
I assume in real life of Joan Crawford, because, you know, I went back. We'll get to it during the body
good
of the show, because I kind of obsessed on whatever happened to Baby Jane yesterday, and there is a treasure trove of material online about whatever happened, and I'm including background video, behind the scenes
footage.
Really?
I watched
the movie moments before I started watching Feud to refresh my memory.
All right.
But I didn't know there was. I didn't realize there was behind the scenes stuff. Sounds fun.
It was incredible, and that was a good call. That was a good. You didn't have to say that they resembled something floating in the toilet.
Very
well,
true.
You know, if
very
you're polite true to me, I shall return the favor.
And may I say this?
Yes, go right ahead.
This phone number and Wide Open Wednesday is not about insulting Rob. Now, if I cough twice, I'm lying. So, in the future, please do not call and insult my friend Rob Spiewak.
King Mixer over there. What he does, you know what? He's just causing trouble.
The good people of TMOS, listen to me.
Right.
Wednesdays are about friendship.
Amity means friendship.
Wednesdays are about getting somebody in a screener room so I can hold the calls that call in and don't wait. And now we can officially start the show. Thank you. In the now.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
No, replaced by another black man. Hey, you tell me what that means.
Don't worry about it, Randall.
No, please, Kevin, let's hear it, right? What are you harboring? Because God knows I would really love to hear this.
You always got special treatment.
Because I'm black?
No, because you're black and you're adopted.
Oh, yeah. Hit the jackpot with that combination. Couldn't have had it any easier.
In our house, you did. With our mother, you did.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Why can't you just admit it, man?
Admit what?
Just admit that you were more important to her. And if she wanted to make sure that you felt special every single minute of every single day so that you wouldn't feel like the odd man out.
But gee, Kevin, I wonder why she was worried about me feeling up.
Oh, does that mean?
Just go back to your hotel.
No. No, hold on, Randall. Hold on. No, what does that mean?
It means you treated me like a dog. And just like a dog, I kept coming back again and again, just hoping for a scrap from you, like a crumb of affection, kindness, or respect.
Respect? You wanted my respect?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, you wanted to show me up, Randall, which is what you did every single chance you got.
No, I'm
you not. Showed me up.
I'm done with this conversation.
You're done with this conversation. Any other family, I would have been the star.
You know what, bro? You're no star. That is a star.
Get
your hands off me.
You don't push my body. Don't touch me.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
Oh my God.
What? Don't put your hands on my body.
Is that the man?
Ow! My face, right?
Kevin! Hey, Kevin! You all right, man? Do you want me to call someone?
No. It's my brother.
Oh. Hey, man.
Hey, Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm still black. Come on, let's go.
What's go-go at Oddworld? It's DC Biker, and you're tuned in to the Mike O'Mara Show with the stars Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce a man who needs no introduction, fellow motorcycle enthusiast and broadcasting deity, Mike O'Mara.
What the hell is that? And by the way, is this caller on hold that I'm looking at?
He is, yes.
Okay, very good. We are live from the Viper Studios. Who is that, Rob?
That's DC Biker, whoever that is. I don't know, but the
Biker.
The introductions keep pouring in to my email box.
Man, this is the Mike O'Mara National Podcast and Radio Show. Incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Harry's. There's nothing I like better than Harry's. I shaved with my Harry's not 2 hours ago. It was absolute bliss. And there's nothing like the Harry's razor. I know a lot of guys dread shaving every morning. I don't anymore. I also know that if you dread shaving, that you're not shaving with a Harry's razor. Let me tell you the story. It's Jeff and Andy, two guys that got sick of drugstore razors being overpriced. So what'd they do? Well, they took action.
Action.
And they bought their own factory and they started Harry's. They take less profit. Where do you ever, in any product that's being sold in America, hear that they take less profit? Because they took out the middleman and they offer their blades at about $2 compared to the $4 or more you're going to pay at the drugstore. It's fantastic. The shave will be the best you've ever had. When you already order a Harry's razor, you get a comfortable handle that feels amazing. 5 precision blades, a lubricating strip, a trimmer blade, plus a blade cover for travel. Harry's is so sure that you will love your shave, they want you to try their product for free. You heard it. I said it correctly. Free. You get a razor handle of your choice, a 5-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. Free when you sign up. Just pay a small fee for shipping. To redeem your free trial, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And this person's been waiting a good long time on Wide Open Wednesday. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Good morning, podcasting Power Rangers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he planned that.
I'm the pink one.
We don't look yellow. Really good in the suit, though, that's for sure.
Oh, Oscar, you are the pink one, indeed.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I do not mind holding for you guys at all. As much as you do for your listeners, I would hope we're in eternity.
God bless you.
What's up, man?
Okay, thanks for the call.
Oh, no.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on Wide Open Wednesday.
Ruthless.
Hello.
Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Chris from Norfolk, Virginia.
Chris, we are doing a little Wednesday Wide Open Show with the phone lines absolutely wide open, and I'm glad to see
that
more and more people are tracking with that and calling us, and I think the app's going to help that, too, because
yes.
We're excited about streaming live right now on your personal device. What can we do for you?
Oh, my God. I just wanted to say that you guys have been there every step of my college career and even before then on Don and Mike. Just last week, I auditioned for the Marine Band program. And,
good. What is your instrument, my friend?
The euphonium, just like
Colonel Michael Culver.
Cool.
That is fantastic.
Now, what is a euphonium? That's like a big trumpet, or
I'll let the auditionee describe it, because I wouldn't be successful in that, even if Michael was standing there next to me with it in his hand. Describe the instrument to Rob, sir.
Imagine a tenor tuba, a high voiced tuba.
Okay, very good, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
And really, it is what the former director of the Marine Band and friend of TMOS, Colonel Michael Colburn, played. And I believe the Colburn's going to be in New Orleans with us. So I'm pretty excited about
that. Oh, cool.
So how did the audition go? I'm curious about, you know, let me just point out before I before you answer that question, when you talk about the Marine Band, the President's Own, this is the creme de la creme across the country of musicians. This is pretty competitive stuff, and I would imagine the audition process was not exactly easy, was it?
Well, actually, I auditioned for the Marine Band program. Someday I hope to work my chops up to get to that level.
Okay, what is the Marine Band program?
Well, there are different bands across the U.S. You know, there's a band in Camp Pendleton and Quantico and places like that. And so you go, what happens is you go, you audition, you go to boot camp, and then you go to combat training. And then after that, you get, well, it depends on, for some people, it can be up to 7 months in the music school down here in Norfolk, Virginia.
Wow. So they train you, and then if you're good enough, you get to go audition for the Marine Band, and if you're good enough at that point, you get it. Are you in a hurricane wind tunnel right now?
He's on an aircraft carrier.
Norfolk has a way of being a different city every day, depending on the weather.
Okay.
Right now it's Boston.
Well, good luck. I hope you get into the program, and I hope you eventually get to play your euphonium in the Marine Band.
Thanks for the support, man.
Cool. Good job.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks that's for the call.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. I love when people call cool. like that. That's awesome.
It's amazing to think that I think the way it works, and if I'm misspeaking, Colonel Colburn will correct me, but everybody that's in the Marine Band is in the Marine Corps. Make
right.
no mistake about that.
I didn't know that they had to go through combat training.
I think they are Marines first, but I'm not sure exactly.
Wow.
I know that the music takes the priority here. Because they're out there looking for the best because they're going to accompany, you know, all the inaugurations and all the ceremonies and all of that. So that's kind of
I
cool
wonder what the audition is like, if he has to solo or if he has to perform among others or what would be involved in that.
And
Michael actually slept with a general.
That's
that
one lucky
him.
General.
In the combat training, do they actually put weapons on the ends of their instruments?
Yes, no, they Oscar, have to carry the instruments.
They put a bayonet on the end of the on the tuba.
a 45 caliber euphonium.
It's actually quite a violent death.
It is.
If you confront a trombone player in combat,
a trombone is multiple stabbings.
Well, yeah, it's so easy to just have
in and
know,
out and in
a
and out.
Rapid fire. You know, it's kind of looked like a prison shiv assault. Mm-hmm. You know, just like bam, bam, bam.
Noisy,
you can't
too.
Do the same thing with the trumpet because you got to kind of move your arms back and forth.
Yeah, and you know anyone can beat up a piccolo player.
But really, with a knife on the bayonet on the end of a trombone, it's like
good night, nurse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They put the laser sights on the oboes to help them out because it's got a little tiny little thing they suck on, so that's not easy. And the kettle drums are ceremonial. In battle, those guys go first because they
sacrifice them. They're the weak and the old.
Yeah. Well, and you got the disability, of carrying the kettle drum.
Yes.
The disadvantage, I should say, not disability, because they have to be very, very able bodied, and they have to carry the kettle drums into battle, and then all they can really do is throw those soft drumsticks.
That's it. Mallets,
with a
really.
Soft pallet, mallet pad on the end of it.
And Mike, the percussionist, the guy with the woodblock, the guy with the cowbell, he lasts maybe 6-7 minutes in battle. That's
yeah,
it.
And if it happens before the Christmas show, then they're not able to do the Christmas song.
No, the sleigh ride.
Sleigh ride. That's it. Because he's dead.
He's dead. Dead, 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 Dom. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm glad I asked. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, of course, all of the musicians can sneak in, explosives.
Sure. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. They're different.
Just molded into the shape of the instrument.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Like a plastique clarinet.
Oh, so you're telling me that the world of music and the world of espionage can somehow blend itself
hand in hand.
Yeah, and whatever you do, most importantly, don't turn your back on the French horns because they'll shoot you when they're walking the other way.
You see, that's not what I read online. Is that
bullet comes right out of the armpit?
I read that the French horns just surrender right away.
Oh, that's a French joke. That's as long as I remember the French have been effing us.
That's
there we
exactly
go.
Right. Right.
Thank you.
My apologies to the French.
That's okay.
There were so many more instruments to get to.
I know. We will take a break when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. It's more fun and thrills, and I want to talk to Oscar about Arizona.
Ooh, cool.
And I also want to tell you about the fact that if I wasn't a senior before, I am officially a senior citizen really? Now. Yeah, I didn't tell the guys we were kind of short on time, so I didn't get a chance to tell the guys what I did last night. But starts with a B, ends with an O, and there was a camp song about a dog. There you go. You might be able to figure it out. I'm pathetic. We'll take a break right after this.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would've gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus show packages. We really need you to continuously remind your friends, your family, yourself, if you haven't done it, to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Oscar Santana, how are we doing? I haven't checked the pulse of the TMOS bonus show sales and our single-digit progress among the vast number of people that listen to this show. Are we getting more support out there?
Our message last week resonated as I was flying back the 4.5 hours from Arizona. I was able to take a deep dive into our stats. And our message that even if you don't have time to listen, buy the bonus package because that's the way you support the show. That is our Patreon. That is our way for giving you something instead of just asking you for something without giving you something back. That is our charity, whatever you call it. It's working. And people are starting to hear our message that says, look, it's simple, it's easy, it's cheap. Support the show through the bonus package. And as long as you understand that, the programming is a 10 in my eyes. We've talked about it here. It's actually not just another hour of the show. It's an hour of the program where we can talk about topics that we simply can't talk about on our terrestrial
and more in depth
general podcast.
We attack them in
a different way. Really is our support for your local Mike O'Mara show. Yes. Is brought to you by the listeners that care. And that's how it works. That's a donation. You're making a donation to the show and the good of the show. And getting back to the content one last time, you never really know what direction things are going to go in because it's just free form and insane. Our show is broadcast friendly, and there are parameters that one has to work with when you're doing that. We edit and post, and you can get the bad words out. But when we get on a certain naughty subject on the bonus show, you never know where we're going to go.
True.
So please get your bonus show content and go to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click on the bonus banner. It only takes a minute, and we would sincerely appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. I am delighted to have you with us. I'll get to Oscar's Arizona thing in the third break, but I wanted to take this brief amount of time and just tell you it's official. I am the senior citizen guru. I did it last night. I went with Mrs. O'Mara.
Ooh.
And we went to the Cocoonville Bingo.
Oh, look at you. Big prizes and big fun.
Bingo.
Five big ways to win big.
Here's the good thing about this, that my kids will understand this, and the guys that I work with, especially Rob, will understand this because you guys have played games, multiple games, with me on the air, and you know how I behave in certain competitive circumstances. When there is a combination of my losing and the game being a little more complex than I care for it to be, I get frustrated and I get bored.
Frankie, shut up!
We didn't even hear him that time.
Listen,
you know, what's so odd, Mike?
Now we can.
They're in the laundry room.
But the thing is that because the compressor limiter doesn't allow us to hear it, it really makes you look like a crazy cat lady.
Sorry about that.
When you stop down in the middle of something and you just yell, it's like you're dealing with Norman
Carl
Bates.
And I went to Cocoonville Bingo last night, okay? We went to, and to be honest, foolishly, I was excited. This is DGH. I got happy thinking I would enjoy myself.
You're in my wheelhouse. I've done a lot of bingo games with the kids.
And it is, it just was not something that that I left with a good taste of my mouth.
Can I ask a few questions to set the table?
Yeah, pepper me with questions. All right. I mean, I don't even want
to describe it. Is it paid admission?
Yes.
Okay, and so you can play multiple cards if you want.
I think it was $11 per person. If you have a buy-in and then you pay per card, I got three cards.
That's a lot to run, Mike.
Which I should not have done.
It's a lot to run.
The thing is,
did you buy a dauber?
What's a dog? No, they didn't
have the magic marker?
No, you have to put the little dots on. You put the little pieces of plastic. It's that old.
Discs. You can't run three cards with discs.
It sucked. It sucked, sucked, sucked. And, of course, the guy that's running it, you know, is...
Yeah, I never got that gig. I always wanted that gig at the elementary school, the bingo caller.
Of course you did. But you're on the show prep today. Rob's trouble with, you know, with getting... I didn't say trouble with remotes. I didn't say that.
What? Oh, I did. Well, I did have trouble with my remote last night. I lost it.
Rob is the kiddies announcer.
Yeah, I am the kiddies. I have a new gig. No, but the problem is that the, I believe it was the gym teacher, she would not allow anyone to call bingo except for herself.
Okay. How strict are the rules?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. I thought bingo was, you know, you get a card, you get a line either diagonally across or straight down, and you get bingo. But no.
Oh, it's more complicated than that.
No, they have this thing called the airplane and the bow tie.
You play four corners?
They made their own rules, Mike. They made their own rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I guess it's a standard kind of
the
bingo.
The airplane?
I know nothing. Yeah, the airplane is you have to get all the numbers across the middle, and then you have to have...
Everything under G?
You have to have three that are the tail of the airplane, and then all the ones in... all the ones in the going vertically down. It was ridiculous.
You were like playing advanced bingo. That's tough stuff.
It's tough. And by the way, now, would you like to hear the majority of bingo winners?
Yes.
And this is the way it sounded like at Cocoonville Bingo, okay? G30. G30. And you would hear this.
Bingo.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just...
No.
Yeah, bingo.
Is that the time you...
Bingo.
This is where an enterprising young real estate agent would really get involved, where mm-hmm. he hears the voice and tone of the bingo,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
he knows if there's an opportunity.
Puts an offer on the house.
Awaiting.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know whether there's...
I see that you've won bingo.
It just was not as energetic.
Would
and,
you like to sell your home on pennies of the dollar?
And then, you know, we were at a young table. Everybody, I think... The three women at the table with me were all younger, like in their 30s.
And some nice bingo trim.
There was a sweet lady that was the wife of one of the guys I play golf with, and she was there with her older mother, and then it was me. But I don't think I would not describe my demeanor as particularly pleasant.
Can you recreate your reaction, say, to the last four or five games?
Well, the
bingo.
Last game was the jackpot.
And okay, so the last
game was $240, and I wanted that money, and I didn't come close to it. And then you got another
bing, bingo.
How would you react when you'd hear the bingo?
I would. Carla would grab my wrist because I would be ready to dump my little markers on the floor. I'll never go again. I will never go. It was
bingo
absolute,
is
I
the
I
absolute
thought bingo was
worst.
Be fun. It is horrible.
I actually went to a firehouse in Fairfax, if I'm not mistaken.
I've done it
a few times, and I said, "Well,
it's not what it was cracked up to be."
No. Not at all. It is depressing. It is sad. And it is not for the people that have at least a 20-year life expectancy left on there.
And you see the old, you see a lot of oldsters that can play like 6 and 7 cards.
Yeah.
And they're not there for fun either. They're like in a Rain Man mode.
Yeah,
they can't talk. They can't socialize. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's another thing. He was going so fast that I couldn't even take a pull on my Michelob Ultra.
Oh,
so I was very, very frustrated. You know, if I'd been able to get a little lubed up, I would have had a better time. But then it was like 9:15, and you know, I raised my hand.
Oh, you raised your hand.
As a waitress is going by, and I'm like, "Excuse me," and Carla grabs my arm again and said, "No, we're going home." Oh, man, that was fun. All right, well, we'll get to Oscar.
Will you go again? Will you ever go again?
Did you win anything? Did anybody at your table win?
Yeah, the table won. The rich lady at the table won. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning again, gentlemen.
Hi, Ronick.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Always bet on black.
Ronick, how are you feeling? I was reading some posts. Are you doing okay? I was worried about you. Everything all right?
Everything's all right now. I mean, I took a couple days and drove out to California. I'm good now.
All right, good. I'm glad to hear that.
He was all over Warner Brothers Studio yesterday.
I saw that.
Very cool photos. Yeah,
a lot of us follow you on social media, Ronick, because we like to know what's going on in your life. How's everything going? What can we do for you?
No, but like I said, I just wanted to call you guys and say hello to you guys again, and then just tell Rob I almost got you some some Clark Gable stuff from Warner Bros. Studio yesterday.
Oh, you know, it's always nice to be thought of. You and know as what? Clark Gable would say, I very much appreciate it. Thank you, Ronnie.
He needed the support today. You gave him support when he needed it. He's been a punching bag on the Wide Open Wednesday today.
How's Merle doing?
I don't know. Ask Nicky Diamond.
Ronnie, God bless you. Thanks for the call. We got to go. Thanks a lot, buddy. We appreciate that. All right, we will take a break. Oscar Santana had a whirlwind, quick turnaround trip to the great state of Arizona and did a Big O and Duke show out there and then turned around right afterwards and got on a plane and came back. And his radio partner, Chad Dukes, did like 78 shows out there before.
They're
Is
on
he
vacation.
On vacation this week?
Vacation.
Okay, very good.
That's why he only did 78 shows, because he's on vacation. He's relaxing.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Fred.
And Brett.
This week on O'MaraCast, do not adjust your iPods. Marcus is off this week, and he's asked us to fill in. He said, hey, have you ever filled in on a podcast?
And we gladly obliged.
And we gladly obliged. This week, we talk about the Oscar alarm. We try to name Oscar's fans. And we're going to get you buzzed with the TMOS drinking game. You can download today on O'MaraCast on the brandly, newly updated TMOS app.
I am not sharing my donuts.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you doing that. I love that. I love having more people involved in that.
Those two are great. I really enjoyed their show this week.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Caring Village. It can be physically and emotionally exhausting to provide care for an aging loved one, and that's the reality that we are facing. I know I've dealt with it, and so many of my friends are beginning to deal with it or have dealt with it. I'll tell you, when you're taking care of an aging loved one, it can leave you really, really spent. It can stress you out. It can make life very difficult. But I'm here to tell you there is help. The folks at CaringVillage.com, they're changing family caregiving, and they're doing it with technology. They focus on the quality of life for caregivers so they don't have to carry the burden all alone all the time. Oh, my gosh, is this great for people. When you make life simpler and less hectic for caregivers, everybody benefits. And here's the great thing about this wonderful app. It's totally free, and it lets you focus on what's important to your loved one. What they do with CaringVillage.com is they store the documents for you. They track the meds. They let you coordinate with everyone involved. So if you've got a family member from somewhere far away that you need help from, like my sister did with me, you know, you can go on. Better yet, as opposed to you know, dealing with somebody and making phone calls every single day, you can get in there and track how everything's going, and everybody can communicate at the same location.
Great.
It's really great. Friends and family, in-home care, everything's coordinated, even doctors and specialists, and you can stay in contact with your loved one with secure in-app messaging and notification. Stop feeling overwhelmed. Get the help you need and get back to caring. Visit caringvillage.com/TMOS today for the free download and discover how much time and energy you will save every day, and that means everybody's going to benefit.
True.
It's caringvillage.com/TMOS. Get involved with that today. If you're somebody that's looking for a little extra help, they're going to get it for you. Welcome back to the show. Yes, a big whirlwind trip for Mr. Santana, who you know, was out there, and I know you were doing a show.
Yes.
I have to ask you right off the bat that I've been seeing stuff about your venue and the guy that owns the venue. What is the deal with that? That he's he was featured on a television show. Is that what it was?
Look, when you're when you're returning to a radio market that you haven't done a show in 10 years, you really have to remind people, especially the owners of certain venues, of what you've done and the body of work you have.
Do you think you'll be back in 2027?
I think we'll be back sooner than then.
That's good.
But I'll say this, that when we initially started setting up this Phoenix trip, it was really a shot in the dark because we didn't know if anybody was going to bite as far as a club is concerned, right? And this was also based on a vacation that Chad was taking. So he said, you know, I'm going on vacation there anyways. It would be awesome if we could do a show. So I obliged and I said, well, why don't we look into it? So and it would have been fun, but I didn't know. I was 50-50 on the actual venue.
Right.
But more importantly, I said, okay, let's do this event. I finally got in touch with the venue that was at least open to the idea. It was called it's called Stand Up Scottsdale, owned by a gentleman who has a very famous name. His name is Howard Hughes II.
Hey,
yes, and
is he Howard Hughes II?
Mike, I didn't want to get into that with Howard Hughes.
No, he'd be like 85 years old.
I do know this. Don't order the stuff that's in the bottle. If you're Howard Hughes II.
Oh, is that like a pee in the bottle?
Yeah, that would be nasty. Stay away from
Howard Hughes was a recluse and he peed in bottles.
Yes, he loved Kleenex too, I believe.
This guy not a recluse, just simply a small business owner whose restaurant happened to be featured. No, when I don't know if it's exactly his restaurant because his club is attached to a restaurant. And which is attached to a hotel, we found out.
Oh, like Studebakers. Cool.
Yes, yeah. Like kind Studebakers, like, yes.
Yeah, kind of built-in business, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. All right. He saw exactly what we were pitching, and he opened up his doors on a Sunday. They traditionally don't open up on Sunday afternoons. Mm. A little day drinking, right? And it was funny when we initially started talking to each other. He said, "Disregard the restaurant. Disregard the TV show that our restaurant was featured on." I said, "The restaurant or the club?" He goes, "The restaurant, but the club has been attached to that show." You know, this is a big conversation. I said, "Howard, I have no idea what you're talking about."
What was the show?
It's that
show. Restaurant Makeover or something
like
that?
No, it's like Restaurant Rescue or the Bar Rescue. It's Bar Rescue.
Oh, no.
Bar Rescue.
All
yes,
right,
yes.
That's one of the big ones. Yes. Yeah, that's one of the big ones it was on.
And he said, it's all lies. And I said,
It's all lies.
I said,
Mike.
"Howard, I'm flying out for 3 days."
It's all lies.
Don't care about Bar Rescue. Yeah.
But you guys sold it out.
We sold out two shows.
So you get 200 people.
Yes.
When you got there, did this thought enter your mind?
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
No. When I got there, what entered my mind was like, please, God, let this go well. Because when we got there, like you know, and I know, and Rob knows, there are certain venues that have certain, I guess, capabilities, and some of those capabilities are not the same, right?
Yeah, and I saw I saw a couple of pictures where it looked like you guys were on a small stage.
It's a very small stage, right? Had to stand, no stools at one point. Stools on the second show.
We
really
understand it's small, Arthur.
So it was more of it was our show, but more of in a stand-up venue, traditional stand-up venue, right? The audience was hot. They were into what we were doing. We were amazed that we were able to sell that program out, which is
so really hot. You mean a good audience,
yes,
not like physically.
Were the majority of them from? Were they podcast people?
They were all podcast people.
Oh, that makes me smile.
That's
is
cool.
The best.
Yes,
that's happening. By the way, I mean that our show's the same way. Mm-hmm. Where you know, it's slowly but surely people still remember the radio. But the exclusive podcast people are beginning to creep on the old radio people, and that makes me very happy.
And I love when people shake my hand and said, "I love TMOS."
We cross pollinate with Big O and Dukes. And by the way, our live shows without Big O and Dukes, I will give credit where credit is deserved here. Our live shows don't happen without Chad and Oscar inviting me to come on stage at one of their live shows. And I went, "Man, this is fun. I want a piece of this."
Yeah.
And that's when we started doing live shows. And that is just turbo cool that you can go out into another corner of the world. And we've got listeners in the Phoenix area, too. I love the fact that you guys went out there and did it. But I have to say, but you guys, the energy level and, I mean, Chad did a lot of shows like he did radio and he did the podcast and did that. Was there any, I was just wondering whether there were, you know, for the maybe the second show you did that get to be a little crispy
critters? No, he did an event the day after I left.
Oh my God.
The man is on tour. God bless him.
Incredible. I admit, milk it for all it's worth. I have more power to him. So you were happy with the turnout and you how was your, how did you manage your drinking, Oscar?
My drinking was out of control, Mike.
And
the shows went well, and even after the shows were done, we went out to another venue because that's just what we do with Big O and Dukes and all of my friends. I sent you a picture, Mike, of the day before, which was really not
this is Saturday,
not the calm before the storm, but more the storm before the show. And probably started drinking.
It really looks like an MTV show.
At 10 a.m., do you have your phone on you, Mike?
I do.
Please.
Did you send me a text?
Yes, I sent you a picture.
Oh,
and, it really, that picture tells you everything I did for Friday and Saturday.
Hello. Hey, that lady in the blue bathing suit, did she ask about me?
No. Didn't ask about anybody. But
look at who's the guy in the middle of all of it next to the lady in the blue bikini, all oiled up? Who is that? Is that Michael Corleone?
No, Michael Corleone is wearing the black hat that's backwards. That's not drab T-shirt, because drab T-shirt's okay, so in that picture
Michael
as well.
Corleone is kind of in the...
I just noticed drab. Yes. He looks photoshopped in.
Yes.
It's like, hey, I'm drab. Could you put my face behind all the people, please?
Was that before show or after show?
Oh, that was the day before. That was quite the day.
I can promise you one thing, Mike. If you were to take this picture and somehow magically remove Oscar's sunglasses, he would have eyes like a hoot owl. He would be perfectly round.
You know, I tell you, something I will never have. I will never have a picture like that again in my life.
Why? Who says that?
It will never
happen. Who says it will never happen? The picture, if you don't mind, I'm not going to do it justice. I'll let you describe it
okay.
in third
All right,
person.
So
right?
What, it's Oscar, it's a dude, then a woman in a bikini, hot, then another dude, then another dude, then a woman in a bikini, hot, then another woman in a bikini, hot, then drab like in the background, looking like he always looks like somebody lost his phone, and then two other dudes that are, you know, just starting to maybe tap on 40's door, you know, and looking like this is going to be one of their last hurrahs.
Yeah, that might be the last hurrah. That might be a great name for the picture, Mike, the last hurrah.
So
the last
it hurrah. Has
a, the weather looks spectacular out there.
Doesn't it have an MTV reality show vibe?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it really does. Absolutely. It's like Jersey Shore, sort of. Yeah.
Scottsdale, Arizona, I don't care what you say, is essentially a playground for adults, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Now,
it's a beautiful place.
Is Absolutely. That town built for lasting relationships?
No.
Probably not, right?
Well, not where you go. I mean, not where you go. I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know if that environment in general. And know this, that I was really, really taken care of during that entire trip. And I'll tell you why, because my friend Michael Corleone is such a generous friend that when I went to check in, they basically said at the W Hotel, they basically said, Mr. Corleone is taking care of everything. And I said, no,
you got a sugar daddy.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
You got a sugar
daddy.
This Corleone fellow.
Yes.
I've heard him. This is your when you're on the
friend,
road,
friend
when you
of
go
10
to
years.
Vegas, when
friend
you go,
of 10 years.
This is one of your best friends in the world. Is it not?
Decade. Yeah. I was funny because I was like, we've been friends for 10 years. Wow.
Okay. Have I ever met this Corleone?
No. Right.
So
didn't we cross paths in Reno or Vegas?
Oh, you did. He was in Vegas. You briefly met him, Mike.
Rob, refresh my memory.
I am not the one to refresh your memory, and you are not the one to have your memory refreshed.
You were at a slot machine, and I brought him over to introduce you, and you briefly said hello, and then you turned your back to us. And
yeah.
I said, that
and
was
then
Mike.
I believe we ended up for like 10 minutes at one of the bars that had video poker built into the bar. And then
nice memory.
And then I was off to my own.
Is Corleone going to come to New Orleans by any chance?
I asked him to. He said that he'll see how the schedule looks. He only deals with the West Coast.
He's a West Coast guy, right?
Yes. He doesn't like coming out to the East Coast at all, but he will go to Vegas. He will go to California.
Well, the nice thing, you know, New Orleans kind of a halfway mark. That's why we had it. And, but you have a great time with this guy.
Yeah,
and,
so this is the deal. I said, Michael, I got a lot going on this weekend. I was like, I'm getting close to 40. Like, I'm 38. This is not, like, I don't know if we can do what we used to do. He said, don't worry about it. No problem. He goes, I got a bottle of table on Saturday. I said, okay.
So a table at the pool with a bottle.
I said, Mike, that's 10 a.m. drinking, 9 a.m. drinking. And he goes, yeah, man, we can watch the games. And by the way, you could watch the games because the games were on a 300-foot television above the pool, so there was no excuse not to watch the games
and
hang out.
It was just like Cabana area.
I knew.
So this is just like a Vegas vibe.
And the time difference is in your favor.
Yes.
Because it's 3 hours earlier, right?
It felt like 1 o'clock, and it was go time, and it was 10 a.m.
Oh,
right?
This is Saturday. This is
Saturday.
After you got in, right?
Almost died that day. missed a show meeting. Not proud of that. That evening.
Like, these guys are out there doing all the groundwork, and you have to show up for one meeting and you put
No, I would say I did all the groundwork because I took care of the booking.
Well, no, you set the venues.
Yes.
That's right. You do the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I do
But when it comes to, like, the actual show, you don't go to the meeting. I mean, that's how much crap did they give you for that?
I apologized as an adult, and then we moved on. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike.
During the actual show, did they give you any crap about it?
A little bit, but it was I got to the venue and they said you're early, and I said I looked at my phone and it was like 6:30, right?
Right.
I said I can't make it till 9 o'clock or 8:30 or whenever the meeting was going to be. Right. And I said, I wrote to Chad. I said, I love you. I wish I had abs. Night, night. Because I was,
so
I was
you wanted
over.
To be fresh. You wanted to be fresh for. So this is 6:30 after a day of drinking.
A
by
day
the pool.
Of drinking outdoors in the
but,
sun.
And you turned in. And you turned in to be
oh,
fresh for the next
yes.
day.
So it could be a case could be made that he was being responsible.
He was responsible. 15
hours of sleep. I felt like a new man the next
and
day.
And to be Attaboy. Honest, on the show yesterday when you came in here, I was looking at you closely. Yeah. And you did not seem all that worse for wear. You seemed like you
were
doing
there
okay.
Well, there was the voice.
He was...
That's just the amounts of copious alcohol that went down
my
throat.
There was too much chlorine in the pool, Mike.
Too much.
You know what? I can't even. I passed out after I came home from bingo. That's the life.
Well,
I
that was. But Mike, that was more of a mental fatigue, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Running
All
three
I know
cards.
Is, since I'm back on the meds and stuff like that, I drink like a light beer, and yes. I'm just like going, "Wait a minute, just stay a little longer." The thing go.
Do you know how much a bottle of alcohol at a pool costs now? Because I haven't done this or been around it in forever.
When I was in Las Vegas, back in the day when I would do that type
the
of
80s.
Thing, it would be, you know, it would be like, I think, $500 for a bottle of booze.
Back then it was?
Like about $500.
Wow.
Something like that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and somebody I'm sure, Ronnie could probably know better than this.
No, it's less than that. It was probably $200.
Yeah, that sounds about
like,
right.
You had to really light the guy up to get in and get the A location. That
right.
Was a rip-off.
Minimum A location Saturday. I remember because a part of me wanted to throw some money down because I'm an adult now on this thing. And I asked, because I got there early because I'm staying
the
at
the
hotel. The
bottle gets you the location, correct?
No. Mike, it's a minimum, a dollar minimum. So you don't just get the bottle at these places, at least at this pool.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to the hostess. He said, you know, there's a Corleone. I think he's got a table or maybe a cabana.
A
I don't
cabana.
Know. I don't know what it's called.
A cabana, you sleazeball.
Can you please, direct me to the hostess that's in charge. It's just some like 12 Arizona 13 that's standing there. And I said,
Oscar, how are you?
Michael. I said, no, Michael's not here yet. I said, just, you know, out of curiosity, because my friend's being so generous, I want to know and she says, the minimum is $2,500.
Oh!
Whoa!
Wow.
And that's when what my hand that was going into my pocket retracted without even my brain saying anything and said, okay, I'm just going to wait for him to get here. I'll just, I'm patiently waiting. No big deal.
Wow.
Minimum.
But Michael Corleone
he can afford it
because he has a life of
it's
organized crime.
Now, when you get your bottle, what is your bottle?
You know what? It was Tito's, nothing crazy, cartoon-sized bottle of Tito's.
Tequila.
Yeah. No, vodka.
No, that's vodka.
Okay, I don't know. I don't drink vodka or tequila.
That's what Jimmy drinks.
It'll be great.
They had, I would say, it felt like a zillion different beers just stacked up.
Do you think you could get a good table at Jimmy's for $2,500?
No, they'd kick me out if I said
that. It's a different world, Mike. It's a different world.
Yeah, I'd never thrived in anyway, and it's a world that I don't care to thrive in
and
again.
And then someone asked me why I kept my shirt on. I was like, look, I know when to keep my shirt on. Like, I'm well aware. I am self-aware enough to know that.
By the way, you can get the same pleasure by, ordering yourself like a big strawberry margarita and get in the deep end of the pool and just float with mirrored sunglasses. See what all the other guys are doing. You don't need the cabana. All right? Thank you very much. I'm glad you had a good time. Welcome back from Arizona.
Happy to be back.
Sorry for those people that were calling in. We kind of do it at the beginning of the show. And just remember for next week, Wide Open Wednesday, when we take your calls. And we will take a break and come back with news you may not need.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein, as always.
On this week's episode of the show, two legends, aside from Gary and I. Sugar Ray Leonard.
What do you mean, two?
One of the all-time boxing greats.
Yes.
And Pat Boone.
I forgot.
And you'll want to forget after you hear it. Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy our t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I am just more into Texture now because probably I'm
right on a plane, Mike.
Because of the generosity of our listeners, I am going out to the Masters and I'm reading everything there is to read. And the golf publications are all over the Masters. And Texture is just such an incredible app. What it is every magazine you could ever imagine, and it's on your smartphone or tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an efficient way to get magazine content. It's convenient. It's cost effective. They have more than 200 titles, everything from Vanity Fair to National Geographic to Vogue to Sports Illustrated to Bon Appetit to Golf Digest. It's got everything, and it's totally searchable, too. You can find stuff you are looking for on Texture. And negotiating a magazine with an app, and I use my tablet. You can use your smartphone as well. But by doing it with that, there's so many little things that take the hassle out of a magazine. Like, for example, you go to the cover of, say, Golf Digest, and there's an article about the Masters, and you want to read about the Masters, click on that cover story that you're interested in. It'll take you right there. You're not going through 50 different ads to do that. You can also read it like a regular magazine where you just scroll through the pages by swiping across your tablet. I love Texture, and right now, Texture will offer our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS. And did I mention also it's shareable? So
yes.
You can have it on multiple devices, which makes it even more cost effective. It's normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get that 14-day free trial, and it is worth every penny. You are going to love it like I do. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
News.
The Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years last season. So it's there. Applause. So it's no surprise that those hams, when they come together, sometimes throw me for a little loop.
I apologize. I thought the crowd would be more into it.
Yeah. Well, they yes.
Hold on to your spring training tickets, because
really?
I will say that while I wanted to go to a spring training game, they were all sold out for the Chicago Cubs because they were the world champions.
We had the discussion, actually. We're gonna get them for next year.
Out of the woodwork.
Oh, good for you, Mike. That's excellent.
We're gonna get them.
That's good.
And one of the hosts there said, out of the woodwork. The Cubs fans have been coming for years. Out of the woodwork, sold out. Prices have tripled for those tickets.
That's a World Series win. Go Sox. Anyway, they won after 108 years. It's no surprise it's being turned into a movie. This guy, my son's very first autograph. That's why I led with this
story.
Former Chicago catcher David Ross, who was also with the Boston Red
Sox.
Good
guy. Neat guy.
He's behind this. He is an amazing guy. He retired after the World Series, and he's now a contestant on Dancing with the Stars. You can see David Ross. He's just a cool guy. He has a book on the way called Teammate, My Journey in Baseball and a World Series for the Ages. It'll be out May 9th, and the movie will be partially based on it. They called him Grandpa because he had a gray beard, and he was the elder statesman. The working title of the movie is also Teammate, My Life in Baseball, though it's easy to see that being changed. Here's what Ross says. He says, it was said all during the 2016 season that if you made a movie about the magical run with all its amazing subplots, no one would believe it. Guess what? Believe it. There's no timetable for the movie yet, but I'll watch it because I love baseball movies, and good for David
Ross. Was he
Ross.
On the
He's
Sox for when he won that?
Yep. He was on
so
the Sox.
Both.
He won on the
yeah.
Sox. Yep.
And the Cubbies?
Both teams. I think 2013
wow.
He was on the Sox.
An amazingly loved, a beloved player on both for both organizations.
Just
good for
a very
him.
Down-to-earth and the first autograph my kid ever.
That
got.
Is awesome.
Incredible.
That's cool.
Mariah Carey's holiday song, speaking of movies, All I Want for Christmas Is You, is being turned into an animated movie.
Yeah!
Yeah, I know you'd be thrilled, Rob. It's based on the children's book of the same name that she put out in 2005. The movie will hit theaters.
Really? Just shoot me.
Later this year. Mariah will narrate the movie.
Hi, here's a story.
It'll also feature the voice of Henry Winkler.
I'd like to teach Henry Winkler a new word. It goes like this. No, thank you. I don't want the project.
Yeah, it's, let me see. It's going to be feature the voices of No Name, No Name, No Name, No Name, and No Name. No, I will not be reading 14-year-old stars of This Is a School of Rock.
We're going to
no,
get 14-year-old stars to be in my movie.
Movie hits theaters, hey, shocker, around the holiday time.
Oh, that'll be so good because I'm not sick of it.
I still
when
love
I broke
this song.
Up with Nick Cannon. Oh,
thank you. Or the billionaire.
Thanks a lot.
All right, I want for Christmas is an eclair. Anyway.
Another party girl, Lindsay Lohan, has been mostly out of the public eye for the past several years. It's been kind of refreshing, but it might be over soon. She's got a new show she's shopping to the networks. It's called The Antisocial Network. And it's a reality show where Lindsay hijacks someone's social media for 24 hours and makes them perform embarrassing challenges to win prizes.
Hey, you can use the same voice for that. That's going to be really great. And we owe ourselves two of these. Yeah. And... Thank you.
In a preview clip she posted yesterday, she makes a guy pose nude for an art class, do stand-up comedy, and tell his boss that he has a crush on her. Ha, 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 ha. Nielsen finally recovered from that power outage that disrupted their ability to process any ratings data. NCIS shot back to the top of last week's ratings. I do not watch the NCIS franchise.
I don't even know.
It is a ratings juggernaut.
I don't know anyone who watches NCIS.
NCIS is the WTOP of national television. It's incredible. It never moves. It's there all the time.
I solved a military crime. Walking I'm Neil Augenstein.
Walking Dead top of the cable ratings. Meanwhile, This Is Us.
Hey!
The season finale took second place with 12.8 million viewers, and The Bachelor season finale came in 10th place with 8.4 million. That's the only ratings, I think, that matter, so I thought I'd
Bachelor
share
came in
you.
First place in Oscar's house.
You like that? Well, but Oscar watches, and we're all watching This Is Us.
I've been watching This Is Us from day one. I am the founder of the show for watching that program.
You are?
Yes,
you are
thank you.
Brought that one
probably
to
would have been canceled if he hadn't watched
it
so soon.
And The Bachelor is something that I just enjoy because of the train wreck quality.
Mm-hmm. Will you watch Feud? Will
yes,
you watch
I already have it carved out because Rob and I will talk, and I want to catch up with you guys on the bonus show this Thursday.
And it's currently running, and it really is hysterical.
Yes,
it is. Here's how I know people like Coke more than Pepsi. If you order Coke at a restaurant and they only have Pepsi, the server asks, is Pepsi okay? No one ever orders a Pepsi and hears, is Coke okay? It's absolutely true, isn't
it? There's a very good meme on the internet where the guy says, I'd like a Coke. She says, is Pepsi okay? He says, is Monopoly money okay?
Well, here's why. Pepsi is sweeter than Coke and has a slight citrus flavor burst when you first drink it. I think if you analyze
true.
The
yeah,
flavor
that's
of Pepsi,
true.
When you we've got the guru here of sugary soda. You
I love soda. Oh, God, I
do the diet,
soda.
So I can't. When you take one sip, that sweetness and citrus burst tastes better. But as you drink an entire can, that burst goes away, and the sweetness starts to become too much. Coke is smoother. It has a hint of vanilla, and it's less sweet. So as you drink a whole can, it tastes better and better. That's why Pepsi wins taste tests, but people prefer Coke overall. Now you know.
That's very cool.
They
left out an element is that Coke also has a slight element of cinnamon, which gives it a little bit of a burn, which makes it, I think, a little more appealing long term. I had a discussion with my son this week about soda, about grape soda, and we determined that Fanta is the best because we tried Crush and it's okay, but Fanta tastes what grape soda should taste like. Have it in my fridge right now.
That's fantastic. And by the way, the refrigerator, just so we can tell which one it is, it's marked diabetes.
That's the one.
That's it.
That's a great refrigerator. It's the Insulin 2000.
Dad, I can't feel my toe. Shake it off, son.
No, it's not shake it off. It's cut it off.
Now a little something, something. A 21-year-old guy.
We are your amputation station.
Hold on. I got to give that. That's one, two, three. Thank you. Oh, got to tighten the microphone.
Keep listening, Mike. Keep listening to 102.7 The Pancreas. We'll be giving away 10 pounds of brown sugar. Be our ninth caller.
Your amputation station.
Your amputation station. Just listen to the sound of the window opening in the surgery suite, and we will take your toe. We've set out the 102.7 The Pancreas tow truck.
The diabetes humor is the best. Or diabetes, as Wilford Brimley would say.
Yeah. Grandpa, Horny Bob Spiewak not laughing.
Oh my God! All right, and now a little something, something. A 21-year-old. It's not as funny as that. So I'll warn you. A 21-year-old guy named Liul Yosef broke into an apartment in Alexandria, Virginia.
Oh, that delightful suburb of Washington D.C.
And he jumped off the second-story balcony to get away. But when he landed, he broke his leg.
Oh,
leg break.
Set it in stone.
Then he crawled away from the scene and called 911 for help. Some cops were investigating the robbery and trying to follow his tracks in the snow. When they heard about the 911 call, the snow.
In the snow.
When they heard about the 911 call, they headed straight to where Liul was being treated by paramedics. So he was taken to the hospital and arrested. That's how that works. So, try as hard as you want, Virginia. You won't be as stupid as Florida. I know you're trying, but you won't be as dumb as Florida. Thank you. Thank you very much. On your amputation station.
Hey, here's one for Liul on 102.7 The Pancreas. Be careful when you jump.
Yes, sir. We'll take a break and come back with Rob's Little Sounds right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on more broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry.
New show this
week. Master's degree.
Shannon in the morning.
New show this week.
Attaboy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. You know, every time you hit the app, you hit up the TMOS website or our app, you know we're going to be there for you. Just hit play and boom, there we are, folks. Now we need you to be there for us. And we tell you lightheartedly and lovingly that we need your support. You see, on the website, our website, and on our app, you can access Amazon.com, and it's just a simple click. Chances are you bought something from Amazon in the past month, or you're about to do it again. If you access Amazon through our site or app, you can still shop Amazon like normal. Everything is the same, but we're going to get a small taste of whatever you spend there. It's that important to us. Mm-hmm. Remember, it costs you nothing, but it means everything to us. If you're going to shop Amazon anyway, and you know you will, please access it via TMOS. We would appreciate that. Use the app, use the website, or just bookmark MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. That's the easiest way to do it.
You can do it
every single time you shop. And thank you for being there for us, ladies and gentlemen. Everything okay with the stream and the sound and all that?
Yes,
I got this
absolutely.
Thing that I was reading and I got all discombobulated and confused.
No, we're good. Right. And we're on top of everything.
All right, awesome. Now let's open up the vault and see what Rob Spiewak has for us for today, Wednesday, March 22, 2017. Rob.
Does this song mean anything to you, Mike?
Yeah, he passed away, right?
Yeah, it was this morning. It broke overnight. Chuck Barris, creator of The Gong Show, my favorite of his properties, died at 87 of natural causes, but he had a great career. He also created The Dating Game and sort of reality TV has a lot of basis in what he did because it wasn't like a quiz show. It was people being people. He also did The Newlywed Game, created that. And also, do you remember the $1.98 beauty contest, which was sort of like a beauty contest version of The Gong Show? He even wrote a hit record for Freddie Cannon. This was a big hit in 1963, the theme to Palisades Park, the amusement park in New York. Last night I took a walk after dark. So he made a lot of money on that as well.
But most people remember him from being the goofy, kind of sleazy guy from The
Gong Show, and he may or Chuck may Barris. Not have had a lot of cocaine at that point in his career. I don't know where he got his energy, but it could have been that. But don't
forget. They said he was controversial. Why was he controversial?
Well, because also on that show, there was a lot of questionable questions and dirty material, double entendre on his game shows, but he would do things on The Gong Show. Like one act that he brought on, they were called the Popsicle Sisters. And they were just two very, very pretty young ladies that sat on stage and ate popsicles. and you can imagine what it suggested. And there's nothing dirty about it, but he has called on the carpet for that and many other things. And remember, he wrote a book later
Gene,
in his life.
Gene, the dancing
Mike,
machine.
I'm so glad you brought it up because that is my favorite part.
Right, hold on, before you play. Before you play, Oscar. So the Gong Show.
I finally went back and watched the Gong Show.
You know, he has no business being
on
TV show.
No, none whatsoever.
But he was weird enough and quirky enough where you couldn't take your eyes off.
I thought he was hammered.
The energy. Well, I think it was drugs at that point. That's my impression.
He had stuff in his system, but he had Gene, the dancing machine. It was my favorite part when Gene would come out and then Chuck would do the dance. It was.
I'm glad you brought it up. Gene was actually he was a stagehand at NBC. He worked on the Tonight Show for many years.
Okay.
And this just started out of the blue that every now and then when there'd be a slow spot in the show, the music would start and he'd bring out Gene, the dancing machine.
Anyway, next act, ladies and gentlemen.
So much fun. So much fun.
It was.
You don't get this is what it's all about.
Yeah.
But they just start that music, and Gene, the dancing machine, would come out, this huge guy that would be dancing, and it was stupid.
It was incredibly stupid, but you hear the roar of the audience. I mean, everyone was just so into it.
I'm going to go watch that after.
And we actually, on the Don and Mike show, we did a phoner with Chuck Barris. He was a very, very nice man and addressed the fact that he said, for a while, he was traveling the United States as an assassin for the CIA.
Oh, that's right. The controversy is that he was whacked.
Yeah.
He was kind of crazy.
You know, after reading
the
book...
Or he was a real assassin for the CIA.
Or he knew how to sell books.
Yeah.
There's all of that because he always came off as very sane when he addressed
it. They made a movie about him, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they make a movie
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind? It was a Clooney movie with Sam Rockwell. It was a good movie.
Absolutely.
But that being said, he created a lot of great television and... When he was asked how he'd like to be remembered, he said he wants to be remembered as an author. He liked his books. So there you go. Safe home, Chuck Barris. He's brought a lot of joy to a lot of people. I was a big, big fan. Have a autographed picture of him in my home. Now, moving on. There was a Canadian cross-country skiing race. And you know towards the end when they're just plowing through and they're moving at a decent speed, but they're not flying.
Mm.
This is great. This is Canadian NBC coverage of the skiing race when a dog comes in and starts running alongside the skiers.
And they're being chased by a dog out there who's entered the stadium. Unbelievable. All right, well, they've been able to dodge that. That's quite a story right there. Good boy, good boy. Down boy.
That's fun.
It's a great clip. Really, really enjoyed it. Now, I think that Oscar and I are certified in CPR.
Yes.
Julia is certified in CPR. They say that if you want to, in your head, know how often to do chest compressions, it's 100 compressions per minute.
Mm-hmm.
So think of a song that has 100 beats per minute. The American Heart Association...
Well, that's a stupid way to do CPR.
Well, they put out songs that you can imagine
in
your head.
What are you going to do, try to channel Donna Summer when somebody's dying in your hands?
It gives you something to base it.
Just counting to 100 and looking at a clock.
Well, maybe you don't have a clock.
Or your watch. Yeah, but if you're going, what's that song that I'm thinking? Well, I just don't think that would be a way that I'd want to do it.
I have songs here that will help you gauge in your mind what is 100 beats per minute. The one that is most clever is because of the name of it, Staying Alive.
No, hold on. Now, you know what? Now I'm going to give you this because if you play one, then I will put that in my head and that would probably help.
Yeah, that's how they give you the comparison. Yeah.
But is it every other beat or is it every beat? It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's 100 beats per minute.
10,
or if Mike, maybe if you want something a little less, a little more international, maybe.
Right.
You can go Dancing Queen.
1, 2.
Also 100 beats per minute.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Aren't most songs 100 beats per minute?
Every song is different.
Oh.
But Oscar.
But I mean, no, you're right in that a lot of songs would be 100 beats per minute.
Here's one for millennials like Oscar that like the 90s.
Oh, nice.
He wants to, you know what? Nothing's going to stop him from playing his music.
Just let
one
me
right
die
after the
if
other.
I have to hear this.
He's completely obsessed. He's trying to talk about what this concept is of 100, and you just want to play your music. But the fact is, that would be, you know, there are thousands of songs that are 100 beats per minute, right?
That's true. That is a very common...
It doesn't have to be disco,
right? No, that's a very common pop beat. But, you know, these are ones that you can keep in your mind. The last one I have is actually a good one for you because of its title.
Okay, go ahead and play it. Jesus Christ.
Right. Hips Don't Lie. Oh, baby, when you talk like
that, you make a woman go mad. That's what he wants to do. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
I think you should have a weekly 100 beats per minute CPR song.
Oh, nice PSA.
That'd be good.
And nice, and you find, you know, 100 beats per minute.
And what would be really great is once you guys know it, then I will feel much safer at work.
Yes.
Because likely I'll need it.
Well, all right, so it's the ABBA song.
Yes.
It's the...
Staying Alive.
Right? Bare Naked Ladies and Shakira.
2, 3, yeah. 4, mm-hmm. 1, 2. That's what you have to remember.
Yeah, but you can't go with like a ballad song. The person would die.
If you went with a ballad song...
Mike, cause of death, Debbie Boone.
Debbie Boone, bitch.
All right, let us close with this. Ellen came out on stage last night. How dare you? Ellen came out on stage yesterday with her finger all bandaged up. She told a very entertaining but brief story about how she ruined her finger.
You know how in gymnastics when you do a one-handed cartwheel and you have to spread the weight evenly between all your fingers? Well, I had 2 glasses of wine and fell into a door, and I dislocated my finger. That's what they call it, which is an incorrect term because I knew where it was located. So do you know what they do when you dislocate your finger? It's very technical. What they do is they take the part that's dislocated and they just snap it right back into place. Yeah, you can see why they have to go to 8 years of medical school. So before they did it, I was in incredible pain, and Tammy said, do you want a shot? And I said, no, I had 2 glasses of wine. What got me into this mess in the first place, Tammy.
It was so great because she said when she was leaving the hospital, she said, you know, she was very proud that she got through the whole process of the dislocation of the finger. And she was waiting for a car to be brought around and made a conversation with the guy next to her. She said, I dislocated my finger. Why are you here? He said, I was hit by a bus. So there you go. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or a message for our weekly mailbag segment, you don't have much time left. Rob likes to get them by noon. It's Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Now you can send them to him all day.
Send them
how
late.
You doing?
Late.
Do you need a late push? You never do, right? I mean, are you all right?
Mike, we have stacks, reams of mail in the mail center.
Reams. There are reams of it. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. Don't forget, the New Orleans tickets are going fast. We are less than 100 tickets left for our show in New Orleans, Louisiana on November 4th. Sounds like a date that's far away, but it's really going to be
close.
There quicker than you know. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.